thank you for the memories. And the game you played.
Feed me with me, eat my chops, let me keep me wind the clock, fight me, eat me, slap my cheeks, scratch me, lick me, fix the leak.
Thank you for the agony. And the ecstasy. And the mystery.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with Ivan Smog in the studio.
Hiya. Are you all right with your mic?
It's always falling apart here, but now it's all right. Okay. So, Ivan, you are here playing this weekend at the Mr. Saturday Night Party.
Yeah.
Everything went okay?
Yeah. You know what? It was a really good surprise. Last time I was in New York was, what, a year ago, and I think the scene's changed a lot. I thought it was really fresh. The people, I mean, there's always been a mix of people in New York compared to London or even Europe. You know, it's quite cliquey, but things are getting even better than that now. I mean, no, I was really, really pleased. It was really good, actually. Really good. Yeah. And not too Williamsburg-ish kind of thing. It was not like that.
Well, you're way out there, so it's, you know, it's,
But it was really good, you know. It was proper. Yeah. And
people needed to really trek to get out there. I mean, I think the crowd that was there, you know, was there for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was
subway
pretty far
wasn't,
out. Yeah,
wasn't
the subway
running,
wasn't running. Yeah, but, you know, no.
And so, right now you're working on with Tim Paris on It's a Fine Line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, mainly, yeah.
And what's going on right now? I mean, we're hearing a little bit right
there's a loop of it.
Loop of, so this is the new remix for Super Pitcher?
Yeah, for Rabbits in a Hurry. With that would come out, I suppose, after the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We're doing loads of remixes. We've got. I'll play it later. We've got another track on the... I mean, Compact are doing Total 11, which has a concept of, like, everybody's doing something that they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
It's a kind of... So I've heard other tracks. There's some very far-out music. The Kodza track is absolutely insane. It's just very strange music for Total 11. So we've done one for that. We're doing a remix for Hell. We're going to have a 12 on Kid the DJ. We've got, obviously, the Marketing 12 came out just... like a few weeks ago. No, we're keeping ourselves busy, yeah.
And are you working on an album together? Or?
Well, we should. But we've got Move Studio, so that's the...
Yeah, I got your email out asking about studio spaces.
Yeah, not here.
Yeah, not here, but...
No,
listeners, help you.
Not here. No, in London, yeah. So that's going to take a little bit of time. No, we will. Eventually we will. But we're slow workers. We're getting faster, though. That's good. Before, it would take us ages to do. And we've got an in-house engineer now, which helps a lot, you know, to the producers out there. You know, if you're not, I mean, I'm not an engineer, and Tim isn't an engineer, and it's great to have someone. Yeah, I mean, like that, we can focus on creativity with not on EQs.
Yeah, right.
You know, things like that. So that gave us a great boost. So that's great. Yeah.
And you were also, before you played a couple of your own edits, so you're still doing things by yourself then?
Oh, yeah. The edit things, I've always done them, but it's just that I've started this blog because my agent was... telling me off for being the worst self-promoting person on the planet. I mean, I haven't got MySpace, I haven't got Facebook, I hate all this. And he said, well, you've got to find a way, mate. You know, so I'm doing that. So I'm trying to put as many as I can. I just do, when I get back at night from the studio, 5 o'clock, I try and do one. So, you know, they're really simple things. You know, they're not crazy, you know, taking hours thing. I'll just do them in a half an hour, but I nearly did before I came here. I was doing one a day. It's almost like, you know, your greens thing, you know, 5 a day thing, you know. It's like one edit a day. I might keep it up, don't know, you know.
And but you also had two other blogs, weren't you, that you were doing about, like, movies and books?
Yeah.
But not about music, but
no,
movies and books.
Yeah, there's also the movies and books thing that I've stopped writing for them a little bit at the moment. It come back. I go through phases. I was like getting really bored with always talking and making music. So then I got into writing because I read a lot and go to movies a lot. So I build those up as well.
Yeah.
No, they're still on. Yeah, they're still on.
Okay.
I mean, you know, music obviously has been my life for the last 20 years or something, even more than that. But there's not only that. And I think especially movies and books feed the music a lot. You know, I don't get my inspiration for music really rarely comes from music. It's more from other things, you know. It's just like lyrics or things like that. But even on instrumental music, the ideas come from other things.
Yeah, yeah, good. And just to bring it to back to radio, you used to do radio in Paris, right?
Yeah, yeah. I worked 10 years in radio, but mainly I did 3 years a daily show for 4 hours on the air.
A daily show for 4 hours?
Yeah. Monday to Thursday was the best off on the Friday. Yeah, I did about 500 interviews from Iggy Pop to anything.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, no, anything. Anybody that would be in Paris would come and, you know, I would play what I want. No, it was great, but...
That was on which station?
Radio Nova.
Radio Nova.
It still exists, but it's not really good now. When we left, we had a bit of a conflict. It was either going to go our way, which was more underground, or more commercial. And now it's more commercial, but it's not doing really well. So, but no, it was every day. That's where I met. I mean, the people I do Kid the DJ with.
Yeah.
Especially Fanny, my partner. That she used to be my producer at the radio. That's where.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where the crew got built.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Wait. So how long ago was that when you started?
I started the radio mid-90s. That program was late 90s. And when we left the radio, both of us, we started Kill the DJ.
That's when you started?
Yeah, Thursday night at Pulp, which ran for about 6 years. And then the label very quickly.
Yeah.
And the label is going to be 10 years next year.
Wow.
Mm.
So the label's still running, everything's still...
Yeah, totally. I mean, we've got Chloe's album just came out, the second album. You know, we're working on Baton's second album. We're going to do a series of digital 12s, one a month from September for the whole year, and then a CD at the end. We've got another project we're about to sign, hopefully, but I don't really want to talk.
I'd play a couple
of tracks later. I'm not sure I want to say what it is because I don't want to get it snatched.
Okay.
Because it's really good and it's from someone you would absolutely not expect. When it's signed, you'll tell the people.
Okay. We can do that. We'll do it that way. Okay. Well. Let's play some more music.
Yep, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. Ivan Smog here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Here we go.
Too much. Everybody's zoomed. is in a hurry. Everybody should drink more. Everybody's always going on my nerves. Everybody's always too drunk to fight. Thank you.
synthesizer scientist, synthesize the dance floor.
Synthesize the dance. Can't.
Listening to Ivan Smog here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Just wrapping up.
Yeah, that was a pleasure.
No, that was amazing. That was great. I'm glad.
It reminds me of my radio days. I actually miss them once in a while.
Once in a while?
Well, no, because I was doing too much, and I was doing daily.
Yeah, I mean, that's daily for 4 hours. That's...
Yeah.
That could just get...
Yeah, and I used to have to do Mondays and DJ for the weekend, and I was young, and I was partying hard, and that was not easy.
Yeah.
There was a few Monday shows where I was not... I can't even remember. But yeah, well...
What time was the show from?
It was from 7 till 10 in the evening. It was fine time. But
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The Mondays were quite good.
No, I could totally see that. So, DJing wise, what do you have coming up?
We've got the new night, because London at the moment, I mean, I suppose you've heard about all the Fabric thing and the big clubs are in a bit of trouble. So people are going back to small parties, especially in Dalston. Now everybody's in Dalston. For you New Yorkers, what would Dalston be? Dalston would be Williamsburg 5 years ago. Not now. Something like that. You know, there's no vegan hippie thing. You know, no, Shoreditch would be Williamsburg now.
Yes.
And so it's the next step. And there's loads of places.
Well, it's closer to Bushwick, where you DJing
that's it.
On Saturday.
That's it. Yeah. We're going to do a night with Nathan Wilkins is running a little venue, tiny, for 100 people. Now I'm going to do a night with Johnny from Optima called Clap Clap Crash. And the first one's is on the 12th of August.
And is that monthly or what is that happening?
Whenever.
See.
Yeah, whenever. Okay. Yeah, whenever. We don't want to really, you know. And I'll be back in New York on Halloween.
Halloween?
Yes.
That's going to be great.
I can't remember where it is. The Loft.
The Loft.
Is it? Is it called The Loft?
Wait, it's called The Loft? No. I mean,
Tamer.
The Loft is...
Tamer.
It's not. You're not playing David Mancuso's Loft party.
No, it's Tamer. Tamer.
Okay.
Is it not called The Loft, the place?
I don't know, we'll see then. Okay, we'll find out. We'll get more info on that one. But that's going to be fun for Halloween.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, Halloween is so big in New York. In Europe, we absolutely hate it. We found it ridiculous, but here it's quite good fun.
Yeah. Here, I noticed that last Halloween, I think I was in Switzerland. No one.
No. Of course. It's American imperialism, you know. Yeah. You know, Halloween, you know.
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, how long have you been in London now?
5 years.
And what, your move from Paris to London? Like, what was...
there's a lot of reason to
there's
that.
There's a lot of... Yeah, there's complicated.
No, it's not that complicated. I needed a change of scene. I mean, Paris is absolutely lovely, but I'd been working there for about 15 years. The scene is quite small. I mean, my label is still there, and my best friend is still there. And probably I was also taking far too much drugs in Paris. I thought maybe going to London was going to improve that. I'm not sure. But, you know, no, I just needed a change of scene. That's it. Let's put it that way.
Okay. And then, how long ago did you start working with Tim Paris?
About two years ago. She's saying two at the back.
She's getting 2 years ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So you have It's a Fine Line. Then next coming up with that is
the Super Future. Yeah, and the one that's looping at the back that will end the show.
Yes.
Called Eins Fine Grind, and that's going to be on the Total 11. Yeah.
Which is out now. Is Total 11 out now?
No, September. September.
Okay.
I think, and that's the weird project. So that's us going a bit rockabilly, I'd say.
Yeah, no, this one's great. Yeah. Yeah, I love this one. This one's great. With any of your... Are you going to be putting out any of your edits or things, or no?
I know the edits.
I will,
but not those ones.
Okay.
No, I will. But that you'll know, but people won't know it's me. I don't want to know, because they're too weird stuff. I get caught if I say it's me. You'll know, but don't tell it's me when you will.
And then with Kill the DJ, so the next thing coming out is the...
The Chloe album is just out now.
And you played a remix from
Alex Smoke, yeah, of Diva,
which is the last track.
Yeah, that was the acid thing. Yeah, that's going to come in September. We've got loads of Baton remixes. We've got about 10, 12 inches ready. They're going to come digitally one every month.
Okay,
from September, and then a CD at the end. And we've got that thing that I played a track from, but I'm not allowed to say what it
one
is.
Of the ones.
Yeah,
one
of the ones. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, we're hopefully going to sign that. There's a lot of things.
Well, Ivan, thank you so much for
my pleasure.
Coming down.
It was great.
Cool. It was perfect for the radio. I mean, you're more experienced here. So, Ivan Smog here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM. Still have a bit more time left. We're going till 1 a.m. And I guess after this last one from It's a Fine Line.
Yeah, bye.